Yesterday, while it was hot, I was in the car. I got a new automobile yesterday. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I got a new automobile. It's nothing super, super spectacular. It's a Nissan. I know. It's a Nissan. This is the first new car that I've had in many years. Because everything went south on me. Like my personal life went south. My business life went south. Everything went south. So I'm slowly building everything back up. And my credit is horrific. Well, it was horrific. And it's getting better. It's getting better. And it's getting close to being in the human status. That I call human status. And I got a Nissan, an Altima, but the sportier Altima, the XR, I don't know, whatever it is. But anyway, that's not where I was. It's moot. There's people got Maseratis out here. I'm driving an Altima, and everybody's got Maseratis. They got Lamborghinis. They got Porsches. They got Mercedes-Benzes. They got BMWs. That's not why I was saying it. What I was saying is that it has a feature where my phone hooks, and I know the people with the nice cars are like, "Dad, we all have this. You're like so behind." I get it, but I just want to share it with you all because we've been together now for like 2 years. So it has a feature where it will play whatever's on my phone. So if I have Pandora, if I got Sirius, if I got my podcasts, whatever I have on my phone, once I plug it into my car, it will let me access everything that's on my phone. I know everybody could do that now, but I didn't know that. Listen, I've been in a rental car. I know this sounds horrible. I've had a rental car for 2 years. I'm one of those people that had a perpetual rental car. I had no credit. It's still not great, but it's getting better to the point where I can get a Nissan. I can get a car that isn't a Mercedes, isn't a BMW. But I had a rental car for over 2 years, guys. I had a rental car. I was renting a car at a hoopty place. Okay, and it's one of those places where they rent cars to anybody, anywhere, who has whatever credit, doesn't matter. And the cars are like hoopty cars. So, like, the woman who owns the company gets these cars at auctions for, $1,000 and then charges $20 a day. I mean, I was paying, at the end of the day, I got a little bit of a deal, but I was paying, I was paying more for a hoopty than what I pay now for a 2016 Nissan Altima. Huh. It's amazing. So my car that I was driving for 2 years didn't have all these gadgets. Didn't have any of this stuff. Had absolutely none of this stuff. So I got the car Saturday. And I'm playing with my phone yesterday. And it syncs in to the podcasts. It syncs into the tune-ins. It syncs into the speakers. It syncs into my show. And ladies and gentlemen, wow, that's all I can say. Catherine goes, you just like to listen to your own voice. I says, well, besides that, of course, I like to listen to my own voice. It's soothing. It's my voice. It's what I hear in my head. I love it. But to hear it come out of a sound system that's not my phone, that was the first time I've ever heard the show not on the iPhone. First time. The first time I ever heard the show on a system. The only time I listen to this show is through my computer, and I don't have Bose speakers. I got iMac on house speakers. Okay? That's what I have. And of course the iPhone, I don't have Bose or Beats headphones. These headphones that I have on, they're cheapo headphones. They're like Candy Crush headphones. Cost $20. I can't spend $300 on headphones. I can't do it. So this was the first time that I'm sitting in a sound system listening to my voice. And I'll tell you, it sounded pretty close to that of a real radio show, like a station. I was thoroughly impressed. I was like, wow, this sounds pretty good. So there you go. There's my spiel. There's my shtick. Okay? About the new car and about listening to the show. So if you get a chance and you could put the show on in your car, put it on in your car and listen to it. It's awesome. Okay? It's awesome. It's awesome.